okay? Just to bring us up to date of what's actually going on in the world today, we keep hearing this term, the New World Order. We heard the president, when he went out of office, before he went out of office, Reagan, in 1989, talking about the New World Order. And since Bush been in office, he's been talking a lot about the New World Order. Okay? Matter of fact, when we went to war with Iraq, that's what that was all about, he said. He said that what we wanted to do was the New World Order is so important that we must have all the world to unite. And so this was the first major war or massacre, however you want to phrase that, in reference to the establishment of the New World Order. Now, during the time of Reagan, Reagan got together with Gorbachev, and Gorbachev and Reagan promised the world that we would have a utopia, that they would be able to blow up their bombs, nuclear bomb, the Cold War, that would be over, the nuclear threat, so you don't have to worry about these bomb shelters anymore, that would be all behind us. And so, since that particular time, during that time, that's when Gorbachev came to America and spoke to some of the universities. Reagan went over to Moscow, spoke at their universities. And many people didn't know what they were talking about. But there was something interesting that was reported, that when Gorbachev came to America, he mentioned that he was glad that we accepted the New World Order. Because he said that with the New World Order comes a one world religion. See, and many people didn't know about that aspect of it. So part of the New World Order will be a one world religion, a one world government, and now as we're looking today, we're seeing the common markets unite, or Europe uniting, and as Europe unites, that they're trying to go on the one currency. And then that would be the currency that they will try to force everyone else into, a one world economy. So we see three major things that the New World Order talks about. A one world government, one world economy, and a one world religion. Now, obviously the one world religion will affect us drastically because if our religion and the New World Order, or the New World Order religion don't agree, there's a conflict, okay? And we saw what they did to someone who was out of conflict in reference to the one world government. That was Iraq. The whole world united together to destroy it. So the same thing obviously will happen in the last days. And we know the Bible lets us know that all that shall live godly shall suffer persecution. So one thing we're going to be able to see out of this New World Order, we're going to see when two things don't agree, when the one world government or the Antichrist government is set up, or religion is set up, and we who are trying to follow the Lord, as we try to follow Him, that's where we're going to have a lot of conflict. Okay, but not just that. Some of us also want to be able to define the other events that have been happening. When we went to war over in Iraq, I don't know if many people knew, but when we went to war over there, I guess we could call it a United Nations war since everyone united together over there, there was an article that was written in the Time magazine, and you can get it, it's on March 4th, 1991, and on page 25, it had something very interesting to say, something that we who are students of prophecy and of last day events, is something that's recorded, something similar is recorded. What it says is, the quote that we're quoting is, on the Sudanian borders, Iraq torturing of Kuwait